Right. So we would have to change the word that used from fix to start to develop a defensive game plan, a defensive concept with offensive players, which is where we want to go. At the end of the day, you want to put as much skill as you possibly can in the lineup as long as they pass the threshold of battle, compete, and defensive awareness. So then you got a chance to win. Then you have a legitimate chance to win. Just look at Chicago last year. They had a six-week stretch where they just couldn't score goals, which is crazy, right? They with the offense they had, but that's really where their season came together. They were winning 2-1. They were still out shooting everybody by 20, but they couldn't beat a goalie. So having a skilled lineup that is willing to compete and not play just on its skill, that gives you the best chance. We won't be a young team anymore the year that we don't put a rookie into our lineup. You know, we'll have – if when everybody's got at least 1 year, we may still be statistically a young team, but if you're not breaking a kid in and trying to find a spot for him, that'll be the time. Not sure that that's coming anytime soon because there are more good players. We've drafted well. And this is – I'm going to say that as an outsider because I haven't been around for the drafts at, and I've got nothing to do with the drafts. We see these kids on the ice, and then you see them come back the next year. And you, at the very least, with most of them, I can tell you what he's going to be good at if he makes it to the NHL, if he can play in the NHL. Not a lot of nondescript players. They all have something that they're selling that you can plug into an NHL lineup. So first thing we'll do is, you know, whoever makes the team makes the team. Not worry about how old they are or where they come from. And they can stay here as long as they can play. And we should have some movement up and down from the American Hockey League. And without worrying too much about a player's confidence, just that's the way it normally works. I think we will get younger. And so there's a curve there, right? I'm really not trying to take the pressure off myself because when we get to the start of the year, I'm trying to figure out how we're going to win the Stanley Cup with that team. Mm. But take a look at players. You know, Connor McDavid is as exciting as a young player as we've seen in a long time. And if he's not elite yet, he's in that group. They're sitting 30th, right? And Eichel the same way, just a brilliant, brilliant player. So even a player, a world-class, maybe a generational player, comes in at 19 years old and he's not changing the fortunes of an organization that was in a position to draft that high. So it won't be on that player to change our team, but Mark Scheifele is going to be a driver in that department. And, you know, Blake Wheeler's not a young man, but at his fitness level, the way he skates, the way the game is going, he is part of that core, and he's part of that core for 12, 13 years. How many years does this guy want to play, and he can skate like that? So he's not a young guy, but he is part of that kind of young core, so we should be able to keep this group together and have them have an identical style of play and have some skill to it.